It's what many would refer to as a flyover county. The only reason that most people go there, apart from a small university, is basically transiting the county using trucks. And I began to ask myself some questions about what happened in Germany, what that will do to my small county, my small rural county in Ohio. And I began to understand something. I began to understand that there's a connection here. And the connection is the following. Not only do the trucks come through Athens County, but they stop. They stop at rest stops. They get food. They sometimes stay. They are people that live in the Athens County who drive trucks. And all of those things will be affected if we have platooning. And then the next generation, there won't even be a human in the front. In fact, we're basically there now, some 6 years later. And so what does that mean for Athens County? Well, some large percentage of people, you know, non-zero percentage of people in Athens County will no longer have a job. There'll be no reason for there to be a truck stop because these are autonomous vehicles. They'll stop and they'll get recharged. They don't need to, the driver's computers, they don't need to be fed. And then the things that support the truck stop, people, for example, who deliver the goods, the people that deliver the gas, and so on and so on and so on. And then you take that big hole out of your economy and you replace it with something else, we don't know what that is. So something like 2% of the United people of the United States are involved in some way in the trucking industry. So even if we were in an environment where it was only, say, half of those people suddenly became unemployed, we're talking about a substantial impact on us as a society. And so what does that actually mean? Well, okay, so that's a trucking industry, that's one. But that's not actually what's going to be the biggest impact. The biggest impact is it's going to happen everywhere. AI is reaching, and we're going to see an example here in a moment, AI is reaching incredible heights. About 9 years ago, I was sitting, I was in Mountain View, California. That's where the headquarters of Google. And every year, they bring in the heads of the big, you know, 15 or 20 security labs from across the country. They bring you in. Google shows us, you know, their latest stuff, and we say, you know, they say, what say you? Do you think it's interesting? What are the security challenges? And I remember 9 years ago, I was sitting there, and they had a presentation from this AI group, and they did what was called recognition, image recognition, where you take a picture and you recognize what's in a picture. Now, we know in computation, writing algorithms to do that reliably is very, very hard. In fact, it was basically impossible. And what they did is they showed a figure, and it said, not only is that a puppy, it's a brown puppy in a green field next to an apple, and the dog is fuzzy, and one ear is raised. And I leaned over to one of my colleagues, who was also a professor at the University of Wisconsin, and I said, that looks like magic to me.